여보? 여보? 여보?
Hello there, sorry, is it Owen?
Hi, it's Owen that's speaking.
Hello?
It's Owen that's speaking.
Hello there, is it Miss Carroll, yeah?
Pardon?
Ah, oh, perfect. It's just been giving you a call. I'm from MMA Legal. So I'm giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the visa scheme inquiry you made. You know, to look into your time in care there, Owen.
Hold just this one moment, please. I'll try it.
Sorry?
Can you say that again? Sorry about that. Can you say that again, please?
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. So it's just a call in regards to the inquiry you've made to look into your time in care. You know, your time in care in Scotland.
No.
Sorry?
I don't know him.
You made an inquiry, Owen, received an inquiry through Facebook in regards to childcare when you was in Scotland, so your time in a children's
Oh,
home.
aye, sorry, sorry. Oh, sorry, right. I've just woke up. I suffer from migraines.
Yep.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Yeah, so it's just to deal with that for you and get the case set up if now's a good time.
It was about 3 of us in a Newton Stewart.
Yeah, no worries. So we would need to take a few details from you. Is now a good time for you, yeah? Okay. So bear me a second while I load the document for you. Okay. So I've got your name is Owen Kirill, KIERLEL, sorry, yeah? Yep, no worries. Got an email for you with owenk@hotmail.co.uk.
That's correct.
Yep, and could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Owen?
It's 4864.
Fourth of the 8th, 1964, yeah?
That's correct.
No worries. No, it's fine. Okay, and can I take your address, please, as well?
It's 44 Clark's Buildings, Ormiston, East Lothian.
Let's have a look for you. Is it in Trenant? Trenant, Trenant.
Aye, Trenant, Ormiston.
Would it be? Yep. Yeah, is it Echo Hotel 355LL?
Aye, that's correct.
That's the one. Fantastic. Okay. And have you been known by any other names in the past at all, Elwyn?
No, I've always been known as Alwyn.
You have, no problem. Okay. Fine. Okay. And Owen, what are your parents' names?
My parents' names are dead at the moment. They're dead now, but my parents' names were Susan Kirill and Felix Kirill.
Stuart, did you say?
Susan.
What
That's
was
my
the name of
mother.
your father?
My
Your
father's name
father's
was
name, sorry, Owen.
Felix Kirill.
Felix. Okay, I'll
Felix.
set that one for you. Felix. And do you have any siblings at all? Any brothers or sisters at all?
I've got four big sisters.
You do. Could I say their names? The only reason we ask it really, Owen, is when we do a search for you, because there may be other people with a similar name to yourself. When we've got the siblings and the parents, it just helps us find the records easier because more chances than not, Owen, when you was in care, it would have been like quite some time ago. So they wouldn't really have that internet by then. It would have been like documents and such, you know, folders. So what were your siblings' names? What were your sisters called, my love?
Would you like my sister's names?
Yeah, if you can. What was it called?
My elder sister's Grace Kiro.
Grace, okay.
And
any others?
And Frame.
A N. Yeah. A N. And what do you have the other two? Then, my love. Yep.
And Wendy Kiro.
Yep.
And Rhonda Kiro.
No, Rhonda. Okay. Rhonda. Now, do you know when you was in care there, Owen? What age was you when you went into care?
I went to care when I was 14, coming up for 15.
And where did you get put into? What care home was it? What children's home?
It was Newton Shore and Abercree.
Okay. And do you know roughly how long you was in there for?
I was in there for about 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. And what authority was it you was under? So what local authority was you cared under? Was it like Glasgow, Edinburgh, for example?
It was Edinburgh. I got sent off, I was on the streets and that for a while as well.
Yeah.
And I had a social worker at the time called Jim Everett. And I was stealing and self-harming. And I got put up to the sheriff court up in Edinburgh. And they sent me out to this home in Newton Stewart in Abercree.
Okay. We do have to ask this question. So, if for example, God forbid, something happens to you over the next year, and you're not here to get your money, who would you like to receive your money if you're not here as like a beneficiary for you?
Anne Frame.
Anne, your sister, yeah?
Aye, that's my sister.
And do you have a telephone number for Anne at all?
I've got my foot, I suffer from mental health, and I've got kind of phobia. Maybe she's running it down for my mother. I should have been here, sorry about that.
Okay. Now, Owen, what we do need as well... No, Riz. What we do need as well for a claim is we do need proof of address and proof of identification. So it would either be a bus pass, a driving licence, or a passport, and then just a letter to prove where you live. Now, how are you with emailing things over? Or maybe, do you have WhatsApp on your phone by any chance?
I would get my brother to help me. I see him next Tuesday. I would get him to do that for me.
Yeah, no, not a problem, and that's fine. So, just need to take a statement about what happened at Newton Stewart. So, what were the kind of things that was going on there?
There was a lot of sexual abuse. I got put in a room for about 2 weeks.
And was that involving yourself?
Aye. And staff. Well, it was the staff that was doing it.
Yeah. Okay. And what did he do? What did he do when he locked you in the room? Did you say he locked you in the room for 2 weeks?
They locked me in the room. Never fed me for 2 weeks. They fed me on water and bread. There was a lot of physical torture as well. Like, we couldn't say nothing to our social workers when they came out because they were with the social workers all the time, so we wouldn't speak up and say what was happening. And if we said anything, we would have got into trouble for it.
Yep.
They were very cruel. Very cruel. They put one of the girls' heads down in the toilet.
Okay.
I was locked in a room. There was a lot of sexual abuse going on by the staff and us.
Yeah, back down for you. So the only thing we'd really need you to do today, then, my love, is just sign the documents. So very shortly, I'm going to send over a quick text message. It also opens an email, and it's just a document that we need signing. Now, what it does, it gives us the authority to proceed with a claim. What it also does there is it just lets you know there are three ways you can proceed with a redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself as a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where it's £2,000 paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct a solicitor under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. So what that basically is, it's a no-win, no-fee, and it's a 20%. So 16%, including VAT, works out with 20. So anything we do get you back, like I say, the solicitors just get 16% of that. Now, all I need to do now is obviously get this sent over to you. So shortly, you will receive it to your mobile as a text. It will just say, hi, please click here to proceed with your claim or something along those lines. So let me just finish this for you. Just sort this out for yourself.
Can I get my colour to finish?
And just to confirm, the children's home was called Newton Street. Sign it for you? Yeah, no problem. If he deals with it normally for you, I'm sure that'll be okay. It shouldn't really be a problem.
That's brilliant. He'll probably do that next Tuesday.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm just going to work out when you're in there. So 1978 to 1982. Mm-hmm. 1982. Working this out for you. Yep. So that's fine. Then I'll let you go, Lexi. I'm going to get it sent over for you. Once your brother is ready, we just need that sending over with the IDs as well. Okay.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. I'll give you a call back in around a week's time. See how you're getting on with that. All right. Well,
right, that's great. Thank you. What's your name again?
No worries. My name's Ben. I'll send you a message. I'll send you a little text message over. See how it's text if needed.
Right, okay. And that's great. Thank you. Bye.
All right. No worries. All right.